establishment. Who was this? Council's Economic Development Framework, the progress report.
Yes, Madam Mayor, that is as presented, and the actual comments are provided in the attachments with regards to progress to date. It's just really identifying the projects that we've actually been implementing from the budget, plus anything that's come up with regards to COVID-19.
I'll move that we accept the report. Yep. Second
Councillor Lambert? Yeah. Any discussion? Councillor Davis?
It's a great start. I'm a little concerned, I guess, that a lot of the actions, a lot of the updates, implementation statuses are simply ongoing or in progress. You can actually tell us what's happening. So, that's kind of like a little bit more detail, I guess.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Gov 13, the Longford Motor Racing Book.
Yes, Madam Mayor, the report is as presented there. The suggestion there is actually that obviously the recommendation is with regards to the, that Council supports the publication and perhaps considers at its half yearly budget review with regards to the possible contribution it may make.
Councillor Adams? Councillor Polly seconding. Any discussion? Councillor Davis?
I'll speak against the motion. I don't believe that we should be supporting things outside budget reviews at this stage.
Any further discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Ginninnan, Councillor Davis, Councillor Goss and Councillor Lambert. So the motion's lost. Gov 14, the policy reviews.
Madam Mayor, the report is as presented. We've actually identified within the context of the report that the changes are very minor amendments and corrections. We've actually listed them in the report, so it's clear to Council that it's clear to see what the changes are.
Yes, and Councillor Davis, your second minute. Any discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Gov 15, the Rural Alive and Well funding agreement.
Yes, Madam Mayor. The report is as presented. Council would have noted within the actual attachments, we've actually included the actual agreement. What we've done in the agreement, and I think believe it's in red, we've clearly identified that there needs to be a focus with regards to partnership and collaboration. I believe the number of councillors raised at previous meetings when we were first looking at this, that there needed to be a commitment from both parties, including RAW. One of the particular focuses on in the youth area as well, and I think that was raised earlier in the meeting as well.
Councillor Polly?
I'll second.
Councillor Lambert seconding. Any discussion? Councillor Lambert?
No, I'd just like to reiterate, given the conversation earlier regarding the Blue Tree, how important it is that we have RAW in our community and using it as a base in Perth for the next 3 years at minimum, and that there's some great opportunities for Council and RAW to hopefully work to collaborate together on some projects, particularly as the General Manager mentioned, to the youth. And I'm always a big supporter of seeing those programs developed in our community. So I'm very pleased that we're finally signing off on this and getting those opportunities going in the community.
No further discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. CND1, the monthly report.
I move it will be amended.
Councillor Polly. And Councillor Adams.
Second.
Any discussion? Councillor Goss.
Again, last council meeting I asked the manager how our development services were tracking with all the extra work on and extra workload that we know the building industry is imposed on council. Do we need any, my question again will be, do we need to support our development services anymore? Or are they meeting the timelines that are required, or do they need help to do that?
Yes, Madam Mayor, they are meeting the timelines. Council would be aware that, I think I mentioned previously, that we were taking on a part-time support admin officer. That officer actually commenced today. We will continue to monitor them in the next few months prior to the next budget preparation, which is around about March onwards, whether there needs to be any additional staff in that area, and bring a report back to council in that regard. But we'll monitor that, and if necessary, we'll bring back something earlier.
I think it's really important that you support development services, because they're crucial to development of Northern Midland County.
Definitely.
Okay, no further discussion. I'll put the recommendation that the report be noted. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. CND2, the Northern Regional Cap Management Strategy. Councillor Davis.
I'm happy to meet the recommendation. And Councillor endorses the presentation that we had last workshop.
Councillor Adams.
Yeah, I'll support the motion. Mayor, but I think there's a bit of cost shifting from the state government to local government in this. There's certainly problems with cats. I think it's more about Australian cats and feral cats more than I thought that, you know, the presentation, they were putting it into the situation that everyone's cats is a problem. I think that'll cause long-term issues to get time and get some of these things right. But I think the statistics and information that will be gathered by this will be of use, great use to having a cat management policy in the future.
No further discussion? Yeah, Councillor Adams, beg your pardon. You
might support what Councillor Adams is saying, that I think there's a bit of cost shifting going on here, and I'm really disappointed by, and I'll stand to be corrected, but I do not think there was any money put aside in the federal, in the state budget to support this, no? So I'm really concerned about that, and I think that is something that we as a council should be absolutely continuing to write to the state government, impressing upon them the fact that the state government should be putting their hand in their pocket to support this cat management project. It's a great initiative when we have to start somewhere, and we have to take this seriously. But I don't think the state government's taking it very seriously by, you know, there's a lot of work being done by a lot of people here, but not every council is going to be able to get into this to the extent that they would like because of cost. So I think it's really remiss of the state government not to be supporting this financially. So I just want that noted. I mean, it's really disappointing. I think as council we should be pursuing that further. I know we've already written to them and we got back a no, you know, funding, but I think we still need to continue to push that point with the state government. They can't just continue to push these things back onto us as councils.
Councillor Davis.
With my day job hat on, I actually had a conversation about this with the Minister's office today. I made that point strongly, that I thought that the conversation needed to start with Legat and other responsible entities. I was advised, and this is for your information, that whilst these amendments have been passed through the Parliament, they have not yet been proclaimed. It's not expected that proclamation will occur much before March, and there's a 12-month phase-in period for all of these things within here. So my suggestion to the Minister's office, and it would be good if Council supported this, is that we don't wait until the proclamation and the phase-in period, that we encourage the government to be working with stakeholders from now on, so that we've actually got, firstly, an understanding of whose responsibility is what, because that's not clear, and secondly, a commitment to enforcing these new regulations. Nobody's got the resources to enforce them at the moment, and if it's an expectation that council will do it, that's, you know, whistling inappropriately. And to develop a relationship amongst all the stakeholder groups that is solid by the time the Act is proclaimed and starts to come into play. So, you know, we're actually looking at the middle of 2022 before these things kick in. So we've got time to do it, and I think this gives the government, to keep the pressure on them, an opportunity to do it well if we can keep the pressure on them.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. 4.1, monthly financial statement. Ms. Griffin.
Yes, as for the report, I don't think I've got anything this month to highlight. Obviously, we'll do our mid-year budget review in the January meeting.
I'll move the recommendation.
Seconded, Councillor Goss. Any discussion? I'll put that recommendation. Councillor Davis.
I know, question to Marie, I know we've got some bonds to bonds enforcement.
Yes.
It's not quite clear, you know, what they are, who they are, and that's irrelevant, but I'd be interested in any comparison to whether that's a higher level than we would have expected to see, or is it about where it always sits?
Well, it's a little bit lower than it normally sits, because we have had a bit of a program on, you know, sorting them out, but, yeah, it's one of those things with dog or animal control issues that they inevitably end up in fines enforcement and some get collected and some don't.
That's cool. Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. That's pretty good time. We've got 2 minutes and then we've got public questions and statements.
We've got
that's public questions.
There's no one else with a question.
Each one, will have to come in individually.
Who's going through that link?
Don't know.
We don't need to move into planning to have public questions.
No. That's
Ms. Piper Morris. He's coming in to talk about planning four. He can do that only in public question time because there is no planning four. If he wishes to talk about
still coming?
Yeah, you see.
Yes. So he can be invited in now. Okay, public question time. We do have one.
I'm hoping. Okay, it's at the bottom.
Out.
Mr. Morris, yep. Welcome to our council meeting. I believe you have a statement or a question to make about a planning license that's been withdrawn, but you are most welcome to make a question or a statement. Now, it's public question time.
I'm assuming that planning item before.
Would you like to stand, say your name and address?
Michael Burrows, 97 Brickhouse.
Sorry, are we moving into planning?
No, not until after public question time. This is
public question time. This is not read that item. It wasn't explained. Okay.
So what's happened is that item's been withdrawn. I've invited him to still ask a question under public question time if he wished.
On that item?
Yeah, on that matter.
Yes.
You're right.
Okay,
Mr. Morris.
So, Michael Morris, 97 Brickin Street, Conflict. So, basically, my question is straightforward. On whose initiative was the item withdrawn? Was that the council initiative or the proponent's initiative?
The proponent has withdrawn it.
And so presumably
from the meeting, so it'll be reconsidered at a later date.
And at that time, I'll have the opportunity to raise any issues that I have about then.
Yes, that's right. That'd be an opportunity for questions relating to that planning item when it's considered at that relevant meeting.
Okay. And might I ask, do we know why the proponent has withdrawn?
Not at this stage.
No. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So
you'll have to leave and wait until we call you in again.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Why will we call him in again?
He's coming in to speak on planning too. Okay. We now need to move into planning.
Please do
that. You could probably have an explanation.
Yeah, it would be helpful.
He's going to talk on planning too as well.
Move into planning. Councillor Davis is seconding. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, planning one. This is someone speaking on planning one.
You can't.
The sound's echoing back from the insurance system, so that's otherwise we would.
Okay, you've been able to speak. You've got 3 minutes to speak each. Just state your name and address and speak on planning one.
No worries. Thank you for your time. We won't take up too much of your time. So we do speak for plan one. As you'll be fully aware, this was a revised application, largely based on the outcome.
Sorry, can you give your name and address?
Yes, certainly. George Walker, 60 degrees, we're at 287 Charles Street, Launceston. And work on the applicant on this particular application. So the revised application is largely based on the decision that was made by the tribunal. So two of the previous grounds of refusal were primarily related to stormwater. That particular ground was not upheld, but the one relating to water was upheld. This particular application seeks to address that item by extending and upgrading the water line, which is through from Devon Hills Road down Haggerston Road and then into the subdivision. Other than that, every aspect of the application remains the same, and that's why we feel it should be supported in this particular application.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're
lower
than going to speak. I'm just going to George to observe what was.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
And now we need to call someone in if they wish to speak on planning two. So we'll have to ask if you...
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. So they can come back in when we ask them.
Nobody
in planning two?
Planning
three? Yeah. I thought this gentleman was
planning
two.
Planning two?
Yes.
No, it's changing mind.
Thank you, Mr. Morris. You have 3 minutes to speak on planning two. You do need to restate your name and address.
Okay. Michael Morris, 97 Brickin Street, Longford. Planning two, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, planning two simply seems to sets out to change the land use of that area that previously particular purpose horse use. I can see no reason why that needs to be changed. It was put there for a purpose, and that is to support the Longford Training Centre. There's as much need for that today as there was when it was first put in place. So I can't see the need for it to be changed. And certainly the training centre needs all the support that it can get because the training centre is besieged at the moment. And if we as a community, if the Longford community wants to see particularly the race day survive, but also the training centre as a whole survive, then that land is an essential part of training centre surviving. We can't have Longford Cup Day without the land adjacent. I mean, there's simply insufficient race day stalls there to hold the race meetings. And every New Year's Day, the meeting's dependent on people such as myself, George Black and Nancy Stubbs, to house the horses that aren't able to be housed on the track. We need the land adjacent to George's for parking, because there's insufficient parking there for the cup. But even apart from the cup itself, even on trial days, there's insufficient land within the racing precinct itself to hold trials. There's much parking goes on the surrounding roads, and at the moment that's not a problem because we have a supportive local community. But if we have residential development up to the racetrack, then it is almost certainly going to be a problem. It's been a problem everywhere else, despite what Mr. Dixon might say. Yes, there are racetracks such as Warwick Farm, Caulfield, Canterbury, where residential development exists up to racing centres, but they all have conflict, such that Caulfield racetrack is going to close because of the conflict. So while they exist, to suggest they exist without conflict is absolute rubbish. So that land is an essential part of having a vibrant training centre, and so the land uses should be kept as they are. Support the training centre. The second reason why I personally object to the change in the land use is because a large part of it is to enable. We have two veterinary practices in the town which for 30, 40 years have got on very, very harmoniously together. This change in the land use is going to enable veterinary practice in the centre of town to relocate on my doorstep and be on the main thoroughfare, such that all the traffic coming, all my clients coming to my clinic will necessarily have to pass the relocated clinic on the intersection before my intersection. That puts me at a distinct disadvantage, and I'm upset that council is considering this change in the land use through this particular planning application, and in addition, combined with the withdrawn application 0174 for the subdivision, that will mean council is actually considering making decisions that of their very nature advantage one business to the detriment of its direct opposition business. And I don't think that's a decent way for council to operate. Council should be treating businesses in an even-handed manner and not advantaging one over the other. Thank you.
You might be able to remain. I believe we've only got 4 people altogether, is that correct?
Yeah.
So we can have the 4 people.
Oh, okay.
So while the planning items are happening. Yeah, so you can remain. Thank you. Yeah, just make sure you're
distance.
Just make sure you're social distance and you'll be fine.
You know,
change. Okay, good. Did anyone wish to speak on planning 3? Did anyone wish to speak on planning 5? Okay, we'll move into planning 1. Planning application for Haggerston Road and Devon Hills Road. All those in favour? Against? Carried.
I move to accept the officer's recommendation.
For the seconder? Councillor Brooks? Any discussion? I'll put that Councillor
Gillian. Yeah, look, I'll be voting against it. I think that, yes, it's a good subdivision now, the reticulated water's on there. Only concern I've got, major concern, is that the 6 or 7 blocks of land that are less than 1 hectare aren't consistent with the surrounding area in Devon Hills and north of Perth. And I believe that they could be joined together to make them compliant. At Devon Hills particularly, having lived there for a number of years, understand the issues with particularly the septic tanks and whatever else you may put in there for the drainage, that part of the where those blocks are located is a low area, and I believe there will be issues getting correct drainage to it, but also difficult on 5,000 square metres of land to do the activities that a lot of those type of blocks would be designed for, whether it be run a few animals and that sort of thing. So I would like to see those blocks at a larger size that are then similar to the Devon Hills and surrounding areas.
Councillor Davis.
I support Councillor Gideon's comment. I might be supporting the recommendation because I believe the character of that area is the largest size blocks, and as you know, we don't have any shortage of smaller blocks in the municipality, in the area, and I'd like to see those blocks meet the 1 hectare standard.
Councillor Lambert?
Yes, I support what Councillor Gideon and Councillor Davis have said about the block sizes, so I don't need to go over that again. But I also wanted to add that I know there's an issue with the water pressure at Sun's Drive, and that's an issue, and I don't think that is fair, that people of Devon Hills are going to be disadvantaged by this development in regards to water. So that's a stab to that.
Councillor Polly?
I support the project. This came from council before. I opposed it then. It was sent to go back. It then went and it was corrected. It's come back in a revised form. I think those people who objected to natural to raise those points at that time. And I believe that the chance of this not being appealed against and us winning and spending money on it, I believe they would, in my view, win. So I support it. I think they've done the right thing.
Point of order then, Madam Mayor. I'd like that comment taken back. We did, at that meeting, speak quite strongly about the lot sizes. And it was taken to the planners, etc., about that. To say that we never raised it at that meeting is totally incorrect.
Okay, that's the end of that discussion.
Yeah.
That's the end of that discussion.
Your point of order
is
noted. We don't need to keep going.
Right, now, I just, if it's lost, do we have to have a positive motion?
Yes.
So I will put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Councillor Gnennan, Councillor Davis, and Councillor Lambert. So it's motion's passed. Okay, planning two, the draft amendment, low density residential land south of Longford. Councillor Davis?
Move.
To discuss or to move the motion?
Discuss.
To discuss. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Gnennan, all those in favour? Against? Carried. Okay, Councillor Davis?
And then I'm happy to move the recommendation.
If I have a seconder for that? Councillor Goss. Any discussion? Councillor Lindsay.
A little bit of information from the officer. There seems to be a little bit of confusion what's been said there. Mm-hmm. And just have it clarified a little bit. The way I've read it's not the way I think it's been read.
Yeah. So the previous planning scheme, which is the 1995 scheme, had that area surrounding the racecourse in a particular purpose zone, horse training stables. Then when the interim scheme came in 2013, it was based on statewide provisions and we couldn't have particular purpose zones. So we couldn't carry over that particular purpose zone horse training stables. We therefore decided to put it into a low density residential zone, and the intention was that the uses allowed under that previous zone, horse training stables, would be carried over. And those provisions are in page 87 of the agenda. For example, it's got in the permitted column, equestrian facility, home business, passive recreation, recreation active and veterinary establishment. So under the previous scheme, it allowed veterinary establishment as a permitted use. When it came into the interim scheme, it was put under a category called sports and recreation. I've got the current scheme here. Discretionary sports and recreation, including horse training or veterinary establishment in the land south of Longford, and it describes the areas around the racecourse. So when we had an inquiry from the vet centre, Longford Vet Centre, to move south, discovered they couldn't actually apply, but the scheme wouldn't allow it. And so the amendment is seeking to take the uses back to what was allowed under the horse training and stabling provisions of the previous scheme.
Councillor Pollock.
What I'm concerned, I'm very worried about the competition between two businesses. I'm very worried about low density, more residents moving into an area that we want to develop. That whole area is so important to the future of that. So I can't support any change. I've got to support it be made as is, because it's nothing to do with the two businesses. It's all to do with our future, and the future that we've had mapped out for quite some time with the future use of that area. And I know it's going to happen there. We already know that there's going to be a pressure for more residential development around that area.
So I ask the question, I thought we're doing a study of the area to look at the future of it. So why are we going off and making this change without first waiting for that study to come forward, that we then look at the overall? That's where I'm missing the point why this has jumped in.
So I don't know whether it's clear, but this amendment doesn't seek to put any residential or any additional residential uses into that area. It's already low density residential zone. That's its zone now. So people can apply to put a house on or to subdivide at the moment. What this amendment that we're talking about here is putting veterinary establishment as a permitted use in that low density zone.
So all we're doing with this is we're going to have a study done for the south of Longford that will tell us whether we're going to make it residential or low density or rural living or whatever it may be. But in the meantime, it appears that we've had one person come along that wants a veterinary clinic up there, so we're going to change the zone for that one person.
If I may, the only reason for that is because it was incorrectly carried over into the current scheme. If the intention was not to have carried it over, we wouldn't be initiating this amendment now.
Councillor
Davis. Sorry, beg your pardon, it's Councillor Adams next.
No,
you're right, Councillor Davis.
I really want to stress the planner's comments. This is merely to address an oversight in the categorisation that was done into the interim planning scheme. This was a permitted use when we looked at changing the zones. It was inadvertently left out when it was re-proposed, and this is putting us back to where we were, as it should have been. It's not changing anything that hasn't been inadvertently changed in the very recent past in recategorising for the zonings.
Councillor Polly.
If we're going to allow this to occur, and yet we're having, as you said, a report which I agree with Councillor Finnan and talking to the future use of the whole area, I didn't see any wrong with actually waiting to let the report start and the total review has occurred. And therefore, will I be permitted to move the matter be referred to such time as that report is produced?
So the wording for that would be...
You've got a mover and a second for this motion, but that's...
You could either put that as a recommendation to the Planning Commission, or you could say that the Council withdraws its support for the amendment. So the next step, it's got to go to the Planning Commission with the Council's view on this representation.
And we have no control over holding it up until that's done. It's got to go to the Planning Commission regardless. I mean, so in other words, it's out of our control. It's going to the Planning Commission's resolve.
I would have to check on that. Because Council initiated the amendment, it might have the ability to withdraw it.
I would have thought so.
Yep. Which is different to...
That's different to this motion. Yes. We've got a motion on that.
I need legal advice. I could. Well, can we defer it until the next meeting?
We've got a motion on the board, but we have the discussion open. You wish to move an amendment.
Well, the point is, we don't know whether we have to proceed it to the actual commission. A legal opinion has been sought. I feel as a councillor, we can't move forward and got that legal opinion.
Madam Mayor, do we have any timelines that we need to meet?
We do. We need to give a report to the commission, but we can also ask them for an extension of time on that.
Well, can I move that we ask for an extension
You're
of time?
You're moving an amendment so that we can ask for an extension of time. Do I have a second for that amendment, Councillor Brooks? Any discussion about that amendment? I'll put that amendment.
Well, can we just set up there?
Yeah.
Oh, if things are down.
An extension of time.
How much time?
Until we've got the time. Until legal advice
is sought. Well, look, if I may, it will have to come back to the January meeting.
Okay. All right, I'll put that amendment. All those in favour?
We have to put amendment up.
Restricted time with a further report to the January meeting.
maybe just clarify to see if council can withdraw its amendment.
Seek legal advice.
Yeah.
You're happy with that, the mover and the seconder of the amendment? Alright, I'll put that amendment to the council. Those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Councillor Davis is against. The amendment's carried. The amendment now becomes the motion. I'll put that... Any discussion? I'll put that motion to the council. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Carried. Councillor Colin, Councillor Hawkes.
No, that's the...
That's the amendment. Oh, that's a motion. Should I ask him to move in a second?
No.
I don't think I did.
No, yeah,
that's all right.
So
I'll
we can use I did second the amendment.
The amendment became the motion.
The amendment became the motion, that's right. That's so then right. It stays at the same old anyway.
So there was nobody against it?
No. Okay, planning 3, Royal George Road, Royal George.
Move to discuss.
Yeah, I'll second.
Councillor Keating will second me. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Councillor Day, Councillor Goss.
I'm happy to move the recommendation.
We have a seconder, Councillor Davis. Any discussion? Councillor Goss.
It's just interesting. Another little business starting off in the North Midlands, and I think it'll be something that will hopefully be embraced by locals and villages and tourists go past the area. Only being a couple of K off the South East Highway, I think that it'll hopefully get plenty of people getting there.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Going forward with 4. Heading 5, 12 Oakmount Street, Perth. Do we wish to start with an officer or? Councillor Goss. Okay, Councillor Ginnin and seconding. Yes,
Councillor Goss. It's just that my only concern with the application is that as there's no curb and gutting, gutting or footpath, usually in most areas where we have redevelopments and we have subdivisions, we expect the people doing the subdivision to put curb and gutting in and access like that. I'm quite happy to remove the recommendation, but I'd like to seek some assistance from the officers, that can we ask the applicant to put in a contribution to future works in that area for the curb and gutting and footpath.
And Councillor Ginnin and seconded that.
The reason why I asked that
you're is asking a question of the officers, how much can we think and how much we can.
The reason why I asked that is because there's two blocks which are immediately next to this property, and both of those, when this property gets redeveloped, then both of those properties will come and get it redeveloped. And if we don't take a contribution of that money now, then the council or ratepayers will expect to pay for that redevelopment of those properties. So I think that this applicant ought to put some money towards that for future redevelopment which will happen in that area.
Councillor Davis.
I absolutely support Councillor Goss's comments. We need to be consistent as a council in our approach to curb and gutting. We're not being that if we don't make a provision for this development to be able to contribute to future curb and gutting work. It's not fair that some applicants are expected to and others aren't. Whether or not it's done now or whether it's a contribution to a public fund, you know, like we do for other things, I think is something we need to be very proactive on them. So, understanding Councillor Goss's points, I think I'm happy to have this approved with the funding, with a contribution funding for future curbing and gathering of the parks.
OK. Councillor Polly.
I support that, and it's got to be a realistic amount of money to cover the costs as we know them today if the work is to be carried out. So if the work is to be carried out today, we will have at that costing. That's important.
So do we have suitable words in...
So certainly Council can, if they wish, as the planning authority, to apply a condition requiring that. I guess in terms of consistency, probably a policy around how we take those contributions is the I guess best option in terms of creating that consistency and providing guidance around when we would and wouldn't apply that requirement. Obviously this is some way from any existing curb and guttering and footpath. So yes, some I guess guidance around when you would consider that appropriate or not. I have been in discussion with the works manager in terms of what those costings would be, and there is some draft wording around that in terms of the cost per linear metre and of area, which would provide council with I think what they're seeking in terms of a contribution, noting that there we do need to make sure that those conditions are reasonable and that those works would actually be constructed within a time frame where the developer would get some benefit from that contribution. So Council may wish to consider the wording as put forward.
The wording's up there, can you see if you're happy with that?
As a mover, I'm happy with that.
Yes.
Yep. And I think Councillor...
Councillor Glynn, you were seconding it. Are you happy with that?
Yep.
Okay, no further discussion. Councillor Goss.
Anyone else? I just been rounding, finishing off.
Yes.
About the point, just that on this particular case, is that the road in front of the building doesn't belong to the council. It's a state growth road. It hasn't been converted over to because of the new highway, and it will come to council in the future, and that may be why there might have been some confusion, because it's not actually a council road.
Councillor Davis, and then I'll put the recommendation.
I note the planner's comments about the need for council to have a consistent and clear policy, and I would like to move that we prioritise the development of such a policy early in the year.
We
need to finish this first.
We'll finish this one, then you can move another motion. We haven't finished. I haven't put it to the vote. Yes. Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now you can put another motion.
Move that the council prioritise early in the new year development of a policy for contributions to footpaths, gutterings.
I'll second it.
Councillor Glynn is seconding. Any discussion? Any further discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. We move out of planning. Councillor Lambert and Councillor Goss, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Before we go into the Good night.
Just as I leave, thanks to the council for being supportive of the Legends Avenue. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks, Matt.
Madam Chair, just before Council moves into close, just to remind Council that we will list in the agenda, or sorry, the minutes, the receipt of that letter from TAS Racing, because it was just a statement, and Council have seen that. Also, the Perth Heritage Action Group accepted summary document too, which elected members have also seen, has been tabled tonight. They will be noted in the minutes. So, give you the advisor that for information.
Okay, so we need to move into closed council now. Councillor Glynn, Councillor Davis, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.